Under a warm sun and with a cool breeze, the 28th annual Gutsy Walk to Stop Crohn's and Colitis was held in Bell Park on June 4. Drawing approximately 10 teams and around 100 walkers, the event raised around $30,000 for Crohn's and Colitis Canada, which will support research to find a cure for both diseases, which impact the lives of some 300,000 Canadians. The Gutsy Walk has raised more than $48 million since 1996. The national goal this year is to raise $3 million. Gutsy Walk brings people across the country together to find a cure and improve the lives of Canadians with Crohn's and colitis, said Avery Graham, the 2023 honorary chair for Sudbury, in a news release. It also boosts the morale of everybody affected by Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. It reminds us all that we are not on this journey on our own. At the event, Graham spoke briefly about the condition and thanked everyone for coming out to support the cause. Deputy Mayor and Ward 8 Count Al Sizer was on hand to read a proclamation as well. Sizer noted that 1 in 40 Canadians live with Crohn's or ulcerative colitis and the rates of inflammatory bowel disease are on the rise in Canadian children. The top fundraising teams were Carry On for Bonnie $6,640, The Gotta Go Getters $4,105, No Gutsy No Glory $2,700, The Gutsy Boaters $2,177, Cade Kicks Crohn's Butt $1,707, Avery's Angels $1,425, Gutsy Gill $1,190, Gastrogang $1,150, Team Jackson $810, Trail $785. Crohn's and Colitis Canada describes inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, as a group of conditions, the two main forms of which are Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Both conditions cause inflammation in the lining of the gastrointestinal tract, harming the body's ability to digest food, absorb nutrition or eliminate waste in a health way. Flare-ups of the diseases cause pain, cramping, severe diarrhea, bleeding, weight loss and a diminished appetite. There is no cure and the cause of IBD remains unknown.